The Council quickly and unanimously approved a resolution establishing a property tax rate of 6.2 mils, with no Council member offering comments on the motion. In an earlier memo, Finance Director Bob Newell writes that while property assessments within city limits did increase this year by about $7.3 million, assessments didn't go up as much as the city's 2012 budget had anticipated. Newell writes that increased revenue sharing from the state and a less-than-anticipated debt payment for the new library building will help make up the shortfall. Newell and City Manager Carl Amelon note that the city expects additional costs next year and potential reduced revenue that could mean a $766,000 hit on the 2013 budget. Amelon suggests that the council might want to consider a gradual increase in the mill rate. 1 mil equals $1 per $1,000 of assessed value. The 6.2 mil rate means a homeowner with a house assessed at $200,000 will pay the city $1,240 this year in property tax. Also Thursday, the council voted 5-2 to approve a public convenience liquor license allowing Stone Deck Pizza to sell beer and wine. Council members K.J. Harris and Marty West voted no. Business owner Quinn Launce spoke during public comment. He says he tried purchasing an existing liquor license, but there were none available, and the State Alcoholic Beverage Control Board has no plans to issue a new one for Ketchikan. Launce says that to apply for the public convenience license, he went door-to-door, talking to everyone within a one-mile radius of his business, and nearly everyone was in favor of his application. He says that unlike regular licenses, a public convenience license is not transferable, so he would not be able to sell it if he later decides to sell his business. Terry Wanzer, co-owner of The Landing, which operates a restaurant and bar on the West End, objected to the license. He says that approving the license would be unfair to business owners who have spent $40,000 or more to purchase liquor licenses. Wanzer also is a member of CHAR, which represents bar and restaurant owners in Ketchikan. The CHAR board sent a letter to the council objecting to the public convenience license. The state ABC board did not object to the license application. The council in 2008 denied a public convenience license for the Fish House downtown. Council member Dick Coos says the situation is different today, in part because in 2008 a liquor license was advertised for sale. He says the city should support private business. Council member Sam Bergeron agreed.
I heard the comments from the Stone Deck Pizza folks and the CHAR folks, and I vehemently disagree with the CHAR folks. I think that this is a process that is open and legal and open to anyone, including CHAR members. And if you have the gumption to get up and get 1,000 signatures, and by golly, go forward and run a business, you should be able to do it. And, you know, this is a pretty easy decision for me. I'm supporting this motion.
Also on Thursday, the council unanimously approved a 10-year extension of the hospital lease agreement between the city and Peace Health. Peace Health operates the city-owned hospital building. Before the discussion, City Mayor Lou Williams III ruled that West, who works for the hospital, could participate in the vote. West says she has no financial interest in the issue. Bergeron asked whether the city could sell or transfer the hospital building to Peace Health. He says the city recently transferred Gateway Center for Human Services and could try to negotiate a similar deal. Amelon says that avenue has been explored.
Councilmember Bergeron, I have had in the past discussions with the Peace Health folks about the possibility, if we ever do move the $76 million project forward, perhaps they would consider at that point taking everything and we're out of it. At that point, those discussions were not productive. There's no interest on the part of Peace Health to assume the obligations of the existing facility.
The council also voted Thursday to hire a seasonal parking enforcement officer, a 3-month position that will cost the city about $8,600. The motion passed 5-2, with Bergeron and council member Matt Olson voting no. Williams, who only votes in the case of a tie, objected to the additional parking enforcement position.
I'm totally against this. With an account balance of $55 and unreasonable fines, fine amounts, I think that the less we have on the books, person down there, the better. I think the one person does a great job. I don't think we're going to make any extra money. I don't think we're going to have any more better enforcement.
The council asked that the seasonal employee focus on derelict vehicles rather than the downtown area. Also on Thursday, the council deferred hiring a new Ketchikan Public Utilities Network Operations and Engineering Manager at the top of the city's salary schedule for that position. The negotiated salary for Rodney Grissom of South Dakota was about $113,000 a year. Council members expressed concern about starting a new employee at the top. KPU Telecommunications Division Manager Ed Cushing says that particular position is important and has been empty for 8 of the last 16 months.
The history of this position is one in which we have a very difficult time recruiting, and once we get people, they leave for higher wages somewhere else. These types of people are in demand, and we're competing in the open market for these folks. We pay a price in the midterm, short-term, and long-term by not having the right people in this particular position. If we don't have a person of quality in that position, the entire operation ultimately suffers.
The council voted 5-2 to defer, with Bergeron and Olson voting no. The council directed Cushing to provide more background information about the applicant. Amelon added a couple of items to his report to the council. He says that the formal dedication for the new downtown fire station is set for 2 p.m. July 3rd, with an open house the next day after the 4th of July parade. There was no action following an executive session at the end of the meeting. In Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.